Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's Tuesday, May 6, 2025 meeting at 6 p.m. If you'd all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you please remain standing, Member Rodriguez, could you lead us in the invocation this evening?
Bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this body, Father, and thank you for this wonderful community and all the blessings that you have brought to our community and for all our employees. And also, Father, let it be a blessed week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
He's over there talking.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kopel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum?
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. With that, we get to start off with a special recognition. First up, can I get a motion, and then it'll be read, for the approval of a proclamation declaring May Historic Preservation Month in Kendall County.
So moved.
Second.
Shanley and Bachman. Member Flowers, would you do the honor of reading that, please?
A proclamation declaring Historic Preservation Month in Kendall County, Illinois. Whereas historic preservation is an effective tool for managing growth and sustainable development, revitalizing neighborhoods, fostering local pride, and maintaining community character while enhancing livability, and whereas historic preservation is relevant for communities across the nation, both urban and rural, and for Americans of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds, and whereas it is important to celebrate the role of history in our lives, and the contributions made by dedicated individuals in helping to preserve the tangible aspects of the heritage that has shaped us as a people. And whereas harnessing the power of place is a theme adopted by the National Trust for Historic Preservation and embraced by Kendall County as we celebrate our historic built environment and work to preserve the places that matter to the citizens of our county. And therefore, the Board of Kendall County do proclaim May as National Preservation Month and call upon the people of Kendall County to join their fellow citizens across the United States in recognizing and participating in this special observance, adopted by the County Board this sixth day of May, 2025.
Thank you, and I'd like to invite Jeff Worley, who is the president of the Historic Preservation Committee, to come forward, and then if anybody has any comments, we'll take those. Thank you for what you do. I happen to be by one of those buildings that's preserved in the county on Cherry Road, the barn that's on the south side last week. And my dad was with me telling me the story of why the windows are really narrow slits so that they could stick rifles out to defend the building back in the day. So it was a little eye-opening that it's right there amongst us, but that building's been there probably as long as anybody was in the county. So. Very good. Any other question, comments? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. With that, we have a very special recognition right now. If Undersheriff Richardson would come forward, he's going to do the discussion presentation of the Civilian Commendation Awards.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today's a pretty special day. We obviously like to highlight and give great thanks to individuals in the community that, you know, that help us perform our jobs and take steps to put themselves in harm's way oftentimes when they come upon a scene of a terrible accident or incident that occurs. And this is truly some great work being done by a few individuals. And I'll read the accommodation as it's written. On April 14th, 2025, at approximately 10:04 a.m., Kendall County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a crash with injuries on Walker Road near 47 in Kendall Township. Deputy Jason Larson was the first on the scene and observed the vehicle's engine compartment was on fire and the sole occupant was unresponsive. Concerned citizens Jenna Smith and T.J. Hodges came upon the crash and did not hesitate to offer their assistance. They helped Deputy Larson enter the vehicle, extricate the driver, and pull him to safety. Deputy Larson then extinguished the fire in the engine compartment. The driver was later transported to an area hospital with life-threatening injuries, which were stabilized. The swift and calm actions by Deputy Larson, Jenna Smith, and TJ Hodges were undoubtedly instrumental in saving this driver's life. Their willingness to give immediate assistance to someone in need represents the best of what Kendall County has to offer, and they're deserving of this recognition. And this morning, we had a training day today, and we gave a life-saving award to Deputy Larson. And I know he's here with his wife and their children. And I believe he was gonna come up to say a couple words. Oh, there he is in the back. So, Jason, if you could come up here really quick.
So I'll just kind of reiterate what the undersheriff said. It's fantastic to see this type of assistance rendered by the community. And too many times now you see that community and police relations have struggled. I don't think we've seen this here at all, which is how we would love to keep it. So I want to thank Jenna and TJ both for stopping. I hope if myself or anybody in my family were in such a situation, somebody like them would be willing to help as well. So thank you again.
Jason, don't go anywhere yet. So with that, we've got a few awards that we would like to present both Jenna and TJ, if you guys would come up front here.
For TJ Hodges, for his extraordinary courage to action and selfless dedication to running life-saving assistance during
Real quick, Chairman, you just love hearing these stories, you know. First of all, for all that our Sheriff's Department does and the work you do, it's very difficult stuff out there. And then to have just common citizens coming to your assistance, just a wonderful story, heroic, and just very moving. So thank you so much for the presentation and for being here as well.
Any other questions, comments? We're going to take a quick break. We've got some refreshments in the back for the honorees, so if we'll be back in 10 minutes, and we'll start with public comment at that time. So thank you very much. All right, we are back in session. It is 6:21. At this time, a moment for public comment. If you have a comment for the board on our matters, please come forward, state your name. You will have 5 minutes to speak.
Good evening. My name is Margaret Pearson. I live at 9417 Cornelius Road in Bristol. The reason I'm here is to, number one, once again bring notice to the concern and opposition of this short-term rental business on our street called the Big Sky Barn House. Secondly, to tell the board what happened this weekend. I'll start with that. A group of 15 teens used the barn house for a two-day party from Saturday 4:30 p.m. until Monday morning. There was everything that all of us expected to happen when this 10,000 square foot entertainment hotel opened up. Noise, basically screaming, laced with profanity, shouting from the deck, the arcade, the hot tub, the wiffle ball stadium. Loud music. They brought 2 4-foot speakers into the house, and everybody on the block could hear the music until it was shut down. Alcohol. I can't vouch for the age of these kids, but neighbors stated they were from Yorkville High School, so possibly some underage drinking. We did watch them bring in cases of beer. Sunday morning, a young man was relieving himself on the side of this barn right in front of his friends. So what happened was at 11:15 p.m. Saturday night, someone called law enforcement, and they came down and shut the party down. But Sunday, they were just as loud all day because they were outside screaming and yelling. Summer's just beginning. The water park opens Memorial Weekend. We're dreading what's coming. Imagine having an unregulated hotel business operating in your neighborhood. Drunk strangers, drugs, possible violence. It's going to happen. We were very concerned. The VRBO website listing for this place says 10,000 square feet of fun, perfect for large groups. It's totally inappropriate for this neighborhood. It's wedged right between 2 houses, which are 30 to 40 feet apart. You can't regulate who stays there. It's basically a party oasis. In fact, even though their website says no parties are allowed, but how can you regulate that? So the most important point we want to make is that we can't regulate who stays there. It makes our neighborhood very unsafe. We have copies of a petition signed by 99% of everybody on Cornelius Road to voice our concern and our opposition. We love living in Bristol and the greater Yorkville area. We look forward to any assistance to resolve some or all of these issues with the Big Sky Barn House business. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Robert Merrily. I live at 9318 Cornelius Road. Nobody knows here I'm in the performance racing business. I own one of the fastest cars in the county. We never take it out on the streets, ever. This is a picture of one of the cars, a Tesla, one of the most powerful Teslas that are available today. They were running up and down Cornelius Road. This thing does 60 foot in 4.6 seconds, and these clowns were driving it back and forth on Cornelius from that house down to 47 and back. This is the concern we have. You know, we have a lot of people that walk. You know, they're going to kill them or they're going to kill us. So that's the concern we have on that part of it. Margaret covered most of the other things, but it's just like, you know, last time we were here, we were all going, oh, this could happen. Well, first time out of the box, it happened. So these are the things that we have to, you know, these are our issues. And like Margaret said, we canvassed the entire area, Cornelius Road area, and everybody doesn't want it. So we have to figure out what we can do to make this better or regulate them so they can't do what they're doing. That's all I got. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Good evening. Thank you for your time. My name is John Pearson. Margaret's my wife. We live at 9417 Cornelius. I have some information, if you would like it. I have some photographs. I have a copy of the people's signatures that if you'd like a copy, I'd be happy to give it to you. It's really, the unfortunate thing is that we worried about these things happening and right out of the box, you know. But we're very thankful that no one got hurt. A lot of things were being done, and we're glad that someone came along, and the police came along and quieted it down. We're happy for that. We looked at their statement that they sent, and there's a few things that are not necessarily accurate. And if you'd like a copy of some of our notes on what we saw from this, I'd be happy to give those to you. I have a copy of the police information here. There's no police report, but this is the call-out sheet or something. I don't know the technical name for it, but we have copies of that. And as sloppy as it may be, these are everybody's signatures up and down Cornelius. There's probably over 40, close to 50 names here. And I think out of all of those people, there was one or two that said, I don't want to get involved, which is okay. And then we have the photographs that I'd be happy to give you copies of these too. That's pretty much it. But we want to thank you guys for everything you're trying to do to help us. That's important. So if you'd like a copy, just holler and I'll be happy to give it to you.
Okay? Could you just give that to our administrator and then she can send it out to all of us?
I'll do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Last time I was here, I handed out a copy of the Illinois Constitution, and this evening, I gave you a copy of the U.S. Constitution, and it also has the Declaration of Independence in there. And I'm kind of pleased that I ended up coming on Historical Preservation Month. And that's because we have a big event coming up in a little over a year, and that is our 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Now, we'll be celebrating, but one of the main things we'll be doing is remembering that document and that day. And in order to remember something, we must know it first. So I would encourage you to read all those documents that I gave you, and particularly the Declaration of Independence. And that's really the document I came to speak about tonight. I'd like to share with you tonight the foundational principles that America's government was based upon since its inception. Our own Illinois Constitution quotes George Mason, who is known as the father of the Bill of Rights, and that's quoted in Article 1, Section 20, and I'd like to read that. A frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles of civil government is necessary to preserve the blessings of liberty. These blessings cannot endure unless the people recognize their corresponding individual obligations and responsibilities. This is why I'm here tonight to speak to you. It's the people's responsibility to remind their officials of America's fundamental principles and keep government bodies within their boundaries of our Constitution. At the last meeting I spoke, I quoted John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, stating that the Declaration of Independence was the platform upon which our Constitution was erected. Elected representatives must understand America's founding documents if they are to govern properly. So tonight, I'd like to cover the six unchanging principles of the Declaration of Independence. This document forms America's foundation. But before I do that, we should understand a little bit about the people that wrote and signed these documents to get some context. There are actually 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, and I'd like to share a few quotes from some of those tonight. First, I'd like to share a couple quotes about how they thought you should interpret documents. James Wilson, a member of the Continental Congress, signed the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. He was one of only six people to do that. One of the first Associated Justices, he taught the first course on the new Constitution to President Washington and his cabinet. And he said, "The first and governing maxim in interpretation of a statute is to discover the meaning of those who made it." Thomas Jefferson, drafter and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Governor of Virginia, Secretary of State, and third President of the United States, said, "On every question of construction, carry ourselves back to the time when the Constitution was adopted. Recollect the spirit manifest in the debates, and instead of trying what meaning may be squeezed out of the text or invented against it, conform to the probable one which it was passed." Samuel Adams was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, father of the American Revolution, ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, and governor of Massachusetts. So this better understands the people we're talking about. And I could give you quotes from all 56, and they would be very similar. "The supreme ruler of the universe, having been pleased in the course of his providence to establish the independence of the United States of America, we ought to be led by religious feelings of gratitude and to walk before him in all humility according to his most holy law, that with true repentance and contrition of heart may be unitedly implore the forgiveness of our sins through the merits of Jesus Christ and humbly supplicate our Heavenly Father." John Adams was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, one of two signers of the Bill of Rights, the first Vice President of the United States, and the second President of the United States. And he said, "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow then, and I believe and now believe, that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." So, the six unchanging principles of the Declaration of Independence. Number one, there is a divine creator, or God. This is revealed in four biblical ways within the document: nature's God, creator, supreme judge of the world, and divine providence. Understanding this is the first step to operating a limited government. We need to have something higher than government, otherwise government becomes God with nothing to stop it.
Sir, that is your 5 minutes. There is another opportunity for public comment at the end if you want to continue.
The 5 minutes is up?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
There's another public comment at the end.
So. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for your First Amendment rights and your public comment? Seeing none, could I get a motion to approve the consent agenda after I read this, please? letter A, approval of committee minutes. B, approval of claims, the amount of $2,017,034.11 from April 30th, 2025. Approval of an intergovernmental agreement for geographic GIS services between Kendall County and the Village of Minooka. Approval of memorandum of understanding between County of Kendall, Illinois, and Kendall County Sheriff and Illinois Fraternal Order of Police Labor Council for corrections deputies. Letter E, approval of resolution authorizing the circuit clerk to deposit funds at designated banks. Letter F, approval of purchase of 48 TB rubric storage devices from public purchasing agreement between Presidio and the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology in the amount of $125,022.29. Approval to authorize the County Board Chairman to execute a certified local government grant agreement between Kendall County and the State of Illinois Department of Natural Resources to conduct a historic structure survey in unincorporated Neosse and Seward Townships for a total project cost of $40,000. Grant amount is $28,000 and county match is $12,000. Grant is reimbursable. Approval to authorize the County Board Chairman to execute a contract with Wiss Janie Elster Associates to complete work related to historic structure survey in unincorporated Neosse Township, Seward Township, an amount not to exceed $40,000. Related to invoices to be paid from line item 172019-63630. Letter I, approval of Chicago HIDA Financial Special Projects Coordinator contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective July 1st, 2025 through July 2nd, 2027 at the hourly rate of $75 per hour. Letter J, approval of Chicago HIDA Finance Manager contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective June 1st, 2025 through June 2nd, 2027 in the amount of $128,789 with increases by Congress. Letter K, approval of contract with Northern Illinois University Center for Governmental Studies for strategic plan facilitation in amount of $35,400. Are there any items that members wish to remove for discussion?
I'll make a motion.
Oh, I do not have an L. This was the draft one. Is there a letter L on the... I do not have an L.
I have an L.
I don't have an L either.
Okay. We're not going to do an L. All right. No items to pull.
We'll take the L.
I see a motion to approve A through K from Member Rodriguez. And a second from Liz. All right. I got a roll call on that. Sorry for the confusion.
Who did that?
Rodriguez.
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimous. Thank you. I do not have any new business, no standing committee reports. Special committee reports. Member Bachman, you have something exciting to talk about.
I do have something exciting to talk about, but first I kind of want to give some background on what's been going on with the Connect Kendall County Commission and the Connect Kendall County project. Since January this year, we've been working diligently with our partners and the state to review our project and its budget and all of our legal agreements to make sure that they're cohesive and well thought out and are proficient in what we're trying to do. So recently we got a message from the state that basically gave us a green light, meaning there is no more diligence to be had. So going forward, expect a lot more Connect Kendall County business. We are going to be having a Connect Kendall County Commission meeting soon, and we will be bringing those agreements to the board this month. Hard work pays off.
And also many thanks to our administrator for all the work that she's done through this. So.
Mr. Chairman, tomorrow at the YMCA, there is a job fair. If you happen to be looking for a new job, it's put on by Waubonsie and our economic development, which is Kendall County. And that's at the Y. What's the hours, Christina?
It's from 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow.
So that goes on tomorrow for anybody that is looking for a job or just wants to come and walk through.
Not specifically with the health department, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I want to give the health department a shout out and just make people aware that the health department has a plethora of services to offer around mental health. And if you can't find what you need specifically there, because there are so many factors that influence one's mental well-being, such as being able just to pay bills and keep going and groceries, et cetera. You know, there's always the 211 line that can be called for assistance to help alleviate those type of stressors and the 988 line that can help with suicide prevention. So thank you.
Appreciate that. Any other special reports? Not a chairman's report. I'd like to share a person to come up and help me talk about.
all hands on deck of how we're going to curb this violence in these instances. So you want to talk about what came out of that and how many days and some of the numbers? So.
Sure, yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, this is a collaborative effort, and as the chairman mentioned, it's Montgomery, the Kendall County Sheriff's Office, and Oswego Police Department. And really, the crime suppression is focused on Montgomery, mostly Oswego Township and Oswego. We're putting all of our resources together to try to get out in front of some of the incidents that we had seen spike kind of up in that northeast area. So we knew that there was something that needed to happen, and so we put together a team of individuals from all three agencies to kind of get out in front of this. And with that, we've actually worked six shifts, technically, at this point. And a few of the statistics I'll go over, and they're very lengthy. So traffic stops, we had 199 traffic stops in six shifts, 153 citations, 48 arrests, one stolen vehicle recovered, one gun, 241 grams of cannabis, 74 grams of edibles, four possession of controlled substance arrests, two for cocaine, one for pills, and one for fentanyl. Six warrant arrests, two felony DUIs, two obstructing identifications, and an individual that was taken into custody after a brief foot pursuit. All of these traffic stops and this initiative is basically to keep our county and or the community safe. These are incidents that hopefully have prevented some crimes from occurring, and the good Lord only knows what was prevented by these proactive patrols and the proactive work that these great men and women are doing out there. So I truly appreciate the board's support on this. This is something that we recognize as an issue, and it's what you do when you know what and what you know. So we got out in front of it, and I know the county board chair has definitely been a big proponent and a supporter of this, and giving us the green light to go out and make sure that we continue to keep these streets safe. So I truly appreciate everything you guys do on the board and allow us to, you know, to have this initiative.
Yeah, one thing, it was great to be in that meeting with all the different people in the community, the mayor of Oswego. We had a lot of people there. Basically, everybody was united, and we're going to make sure these people understand that crime isn't welcome in Kendall County. That part of the county has had issues in the past, and it's time to just put the message out there. We hadn't talked publicly about it until now, or other than a couple things last week that publicly discussed, but it was let them get out there and do their job. I don't think we've ever had officers dedicated just to that area for this specific task. Sometimes they get called away for other incidents or things, and they're pulled out of doing this focused type of enforcement. So thank you for putting all that together. And if you have any questions, any of the members do or public does, now we can answer them. It's been a little bit tough to publicly say it, as some of the groups involved in this wanted to keep it undercover, literally,
sure,
until it was time. So
yeah, no, it's like I said, it's a collaborative effort, and there's a lot of players that are involved in this, from the Illinois State Police to our Kendall County CPAT team, which is our undercover operations. And you know, it's definitely a group effort, and it's definitely being noticed by the community. So thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. With that, under appointments, we're going to pull the Robert Walker appointment off, as that is the incorrect name for that township supervisor. These were on the committee of the whole, then they were on the agenda for last meeting, pulled because the individuals here are elected officials and the election hadn't been certified. So we waited till the election was certified, and now we'll do Steve Gangler, Brian LeClaire, Tim O'Brien, and Eric Bernacki for public aids appeals. Could I get a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. It's again time for public comment. If you have comments for the public, you have 5 minutes if you want to come forward. Chapter 2, please.
Okay, so we covered the first principle of the Declaration of Independence, and there's six of them. Number 2, inalienable rights come from God or the Creator. John Adams described inalienable rights as, quote, antecedent to all earthly government, rights that cannot be repealed or restrained by human law, rights derived from the great legislator of the universe, end quote. So there are God-given rights and cannot be limited by man. Number three, government exists to protect inalienable rights. So the main purpose of this board and every government body is to protect the people's inalienable rights, which are their God-given rights. Number four, there is a fixed moral law. The Bible is the foundation of our laws. It is noted as the laws of nature and of nature's God. This moral law cannot change with time or society. And I actually love walking in this building every time because, I don't know if it's coincidence, but there's a sign, if you're walking through there this evening on the way out, you can read the laws of nature on it. Number five, the government's power only comes from the consent of the people or the consent of the governed. So every government body exists, this body exists, because the people have loaned out power to you. And number six, the people have the right to change your government. And number six comes when the first five principles are not kept. Our representatives must understand these six principles and carry them forward as they interpret their responsibilities with regard to the U.S. and state constitutions. So coming up on this great anniversary of America in a year, a little over a year, the 250th Declaration of Independence, I ask that you spend time in those documents and understand them and know what you're remembering. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, questions from the press.
Is the Big Sky Barn property in compliance with the county as far as regulations for short-term rentals?
They've applied for the permit. They have not been granted the permit.
Are they able to operate without that permit in hand?
Not legally.
Thank you.
All right. No need for executive session, I'm aware of. Who would like to make a motion to adjourn? Shanley and Flowers, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.